Chapter 25 of the Zealous Amendment of Our Whole Life. Be thou watchful and diligent in God's service, and bethink thee often why thou hast renounced the world. Was it not that thou mightest live to God and become a spiritual man? Be zealous, therefore, for thy spiritual profit, for thou shalt receive shortly the reward of thy labours, and neither fear nor sorrow shall come any more into thy borders. Now shalt thou labour a little, and thou shalt find great rest, yea, everlasting joy. If thou shalt remain faithful and zealous in labour, doubt not that God shall be faithful and bountiful in rewarding thee. It is thy duty to have a good hope that thou wilt attain the victory, but thou must not fall into security, lest thou become slothful or lifted up. A certain man, being in anxiety of mind, continually tossed about between hope and fear, and being on a certain day overwhelmed with grief, cast himself down in prayer before the altar in a church, and meditated within himself, saying, "Oh, if I but knew that I should still persevere!" And presently heard within him a voice from God, "And if thou didst know it, what wouldst thou do? Do now what thou wouldst do then, and thou shalt be very secure." And straightway, being comforted and strengthened, he committed himself to the will of God, and the perturbation of spirit ceased. Neither had he a mind any more to search curiously to know what should befall him hereafter, but studied rather to inquire what was the good and acceptable will of God, for the beginning and perfecting of every good work. "Hope in the Lord, and be doing good," saith the prophet. "Dwell in the land, and thou shalt be fed with its riches." Psalm 37, verse 3. One thing there is which holdeth back many from progress and fervent amendment, even the dread of difficulty or the labour of the conflict. Nevertheless, they advance above all others in virtue, who strive manfully to conquer those things which are most grievous and contrary to them. For there a man profiteth most, and meriteth great grace, where he most overcometh himself, and mortifieth himself in spirit. But all men have not the same passions to conquer and to mortify. Yet he who is diligent shall attain more profit, although he have stronger passions, than another who is more temperate of disposition, but is withal less fervent in the pursuit of virtue. Two things especially avail unto improvement in holiness, namely, firmness to withdraw ourselves from the sin to which by nature we are most inclined, and earnest zeal for that good in which we are most lacking, and strive also very earnestly to guard against and subdue those faults which displease thee most frequently in others. Gather some profit to thy soul wherever thou art, and wherever thou seest or hearest good examples, stir thyself to follow them. But where thou seest anything which is blameworthy, take heed that thou do not the same, or if at any time thou hast done it, strive quickly to amend thyself. As thine eye observeth others, so again are the eyes of others upon thee. How sweet and pleasant is it to see zealous and godly brethren, temperate and of good discipline, and how sad is it and grievous to see them walking disorderly, not practising the duties to which they are called. How hurtful a thing it is to neglect the purpose of their calling, and turn their inclinations to things which are none of their business. be mindful of the duties which thou hast undertaken, and set always before thee the remembrance of the crucified. Truly oughtest thou to be ashamed as thou lookest upon the life of Jesus Christ, because thou hast not yet endeavoured to conform thyself more unto him, though thou hast been a long time in the way of God. A religious man who exercises himself seriously and devoutly in the most holy life and passion of our Lord shall find there abundantly all things that are profitable and necessary for him. Neither is there need that he shall seek anything better beyond Jesus. Oh, if Jesus crucified would come into our hearts, how quickly and completely should we have learned all that we need to know. He who is earnest receiveth and beareth well all things that are laid upon him. He who is careless and lukewarm hath trouble upon trouble, and suffereth anguish upon every side, because he is without inward consolation, and is forbidden to seek that which is outward. He who is living without discipline is exposed to grievous ruin. He who seeketh easier and lighter discipline shall always be in distress, because one thing or another will give him displeasure. Oh, if no other duty lay upon us but to praise the Lord our God with our whole heart and voice! Oh, if thou never hadst need to eat or drink or sleep, but were always able to praise God and to give thyself to spiritual exercises alone, then shouldst thou be far happier than now, when for so many necessities thou must serve the flesh. Oh, that these necessities were not, but only the spiritual refreshments of the soul, which, alas, we taste too seldom. When a man hath come to this, that he seeketh comfort from no created thing, then doth he perfectly begin to enjoy God. Then also will he be well contented with whatsoever shall happen unto him. Then will he neither rejoice for much, nor be sorrowful for little, but he committeth himself altogether and with full trust into God, who is all in all to him, to whom nothing perisheth nor dieth, but all things live to him and obey his every word without delay. Remember always thine end, and how the time which is lost returneth not. Without care and diligence thou shalt never get virtue. If thou beginnest to grow cold, it shall begin to go ill with thee. But if thou givest thyself unto zeal, thou shalt find much peace, and shalt find thy labour the lighter because of the grace of God and the love of virtue. A zealous and diligent man is ready for all things. It is greater labour to resist sins and passions than to toil in bodily labours. He who shunneth not small faults falleth little by little into greater. At eventide thou shalt always be glad if thou spend the day profitably. Watch over thyself, stir thyself up, admonish thyself, and howsoever it be with others, neglect not thyself. The more violence thou dost unto thyself, the more thou shalt profit. Amen.